Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is Holy Thursday. First reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, verses 11 to 14. Our psalm for today is Psalm 116. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. The theme of our reflection is the Messianic Night Hour. The book of Exodus chapter 12 from verse 43 says, at the end of 430 years, 430 years, I repeat, the Lord established a night of solemn observance. In that very night, the Lord not only liberated his people Israel from the land of pain, but he also protected them from the angel of death by the blood of the Lamb. Yes, that very night, the Lord revived the covenant made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac, and the decree for Israel given to Jacob. To you, he says, I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. Psalm 105, verse 9 following. Thus, my brother, my sister, that first Passover night of redemption will forever be remembered as a day of festival, commemorating the great deeds of the Lord. Yes, indeed, it is a night to be much observed, not because we are fixated, but because the marvels of the Lord endow us with wisdom and courage to overcome the challenges of our day, to overcome the challenges of life, and to walk with confidence, even in weakness and fear. Yes, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, is your stronghold. Thus, for Jesus and the first century Jewish Christians, that night of Passover was a great festival in Jerusalem not to be missed. However, in that very night, Jesus revealed the Paschal mystery. Yes, the mystery of Jesus was the mystery of Passover, completely revealed in his suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension into glory. However, just before that self-sacrifice, our Lord Jesus, at supper with his disciples, admitted that he is the Passover lamb who comes to break a yoke greater than that of Egypt. Thus, he says, this is my body, which is for you. Do this as a memorial of me. In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. And so, my brother, my sister, through those words, the Eucharistic sacrifice for forgiveness of sin and our redemption was established. In other words, Jesus is the unblemished Lamb of God sent to break the yoke of sin and death, to grant not temporal liberation, but eternal redemption, to be celebrated forever on earth and in heaven. Saint John also added to the marvels of that Messianic night He revealed in his gospel that in that very night, the Messiah washed the feet of his apostles. Thus, he not only washes our feet today, but also our hearts to prepare us for the Paschal feast in heaven. Therefore, my brother, my sister, tonight we are acknowledging the cost of our salvation, and we must reclaim the promises of the Lord that He is our stronghold and our healer, that He is merciful to us, that we are His tabernacles, hence He dwells in us, His name is Emmanuel, and fear cannot do us harm because the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Remember that He is with you. He is with us and will forever be with us. Be our stronghold. May He bless you this night and forever in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.